Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. One of my biggest regrets from my college experience was not paying more attention to LinkedIn. Now, I know that might sound a little bit weird or a little bit funny, but that is the honest truth. We had an advisor on the football team at UC Davis who advised all of us to make LinkedIn profiles and start networking and building our community or our following over on LinkedIn. I didn't really think much of it. I thought LinkedIn was really just a platform to get hired or to be hired by people, and I knew I wanted to work for myself, so I didn't really pay much attention to LinkedIn. But now, over the past few years, I've started to see the real power of LinkedIn. I've started to hear LinkedIn being talked about more on the news. I've heard it discussed a lot more in the social media circles. And it really has become a platform that you can use to grow your brand, your business, your personal brand, and you can really leverage it to make some powerful connections and even sell some high-ticket items. And that's why today I'm really excited to bring to you an interview that I recently had with Rich Cardona, who is a LinkedIn and personal branding expert. He shares some really great insights, some great tips for getting started, and some arguments for why you should consider adding LinkedIn to your social media plate. Without further ado, let's get to the interview. Hey, Rich, welcome to the podcast.
Happy to be here, Brock. Thanks for having me, man.
Awesome. Very, very excited to have you here to talk about something that I feel like has been getting a little bit more news over the last maybe year or two, or maybe even longer. In its simplest form, what is LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is a site for networking professionals or professional networking. And it gets a bad rap. It's Facebook in a suit, but it is something that I think a lot of people underestimate. And I'm glad to be here to kind of share how I've leveraged it and how you can too.
I love that analogy of it's Facebook in a suit. I love that. It seems like I said, maybe, you know, over the last year or two, that LinkedIn has kind of had this rebirth, or it's been in the news a little bit more. Is that true? And kind of why has this been happening?
They're growing fast. So I believe the estimated LinkedIn users at this point is over 800 million, where it was 500 million just a couple of years ago. So it's picking up a lot of steam. There's a real mix, okay? A lot of people are starting to realize it's not the place you just go to get a job, and it's not the place you go to hire if you're just a hiring manager. There's a lot of content creators out there. There's a lot of thought leaders out there. There's a lot of people who are interested, but LinkedIn is trying to make it a little bit easier by adding a little bit more features like LinkedIn Stories, which is actually going away. It did not live up to its, you know, when you're late to the game like that, it's a little bit different, but they're trying really hard to be able to incorporate the people who are not just professionals, but creatives as well. And I think it's been a really good move, and that's why they got the kind of surge right now.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people might have just heard that for the first time, that LinkedIn isn't just a place for hiring and getting hired. So you said there's LinkedIn Stories, even though that's, you know, going away. Yep. So there's other kinds of content. Is there live video on LinkedIn?
Absolutely. So here's the gamut right here. If you hit post on LinkedIn, you have the option. You could do carousel posts, which obviously I know you love. You could do it just text only posts, which are very, very underrated. It's an excellent way to kind of manage your copywriting skills. You could do video. You could do image posts. You could do polls. The same way you do polls on Instagram stories, you could do that, but as a post and make it live for a week. And that's huge. Those get tons of engagement. And then you kind of have like social proof, like I'm asking the right questions, I'm getting all this interaction, I'm getting all the engagement. And then, yeah, you have live streaming, which isn't native. Unfortunately, you can't go like on your phone, you go Instagram Live, boom, just like that. You have to have a third party for LinkedIn, which is something they're certainly trying to clean up. But going live on LinkedIn, huge as well. So you have the whole gamut of options. And I think that's, again, part of the arsenal. That's what they're making, well, how they're using it to make it attractive.
Very cool. Can you use LinkedIn and some of these posts or your presence even on LinkedIn to help leverage and grow your other socials? Is that possible?
Ish. So if I asked you right now, or your mom, do you make the same posts you make on Instagram for TikTok? Like maybe sometimes those are the same, but maybe not, right? Like this is one of those things where you have to be deliberate in the manner in which you repurpose content, especially on LinkedIn. Like I swear sometimes, okay, like in my podcast and podcast clips or even in my copy, just because I want to remain exactly who I am. However, I don't want to turn off the wrong people on LinkedIn. It's not just because there's professionals out there, but there's potential people I could be doing business with. Mm-hmm. And if the people who want to do business with me aren't the ones discovering me, people who do discover me are going to tell those people, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you have to repurpose content the right way. It's easy to maybe repurpose a post and just say, hey, LinkedIn, instead of hey, Instagram. Like, can you take the 2 seconds to make another version of it? Probably. So will it blow up your other socials? Not so much. And you know what? I see a lot of people putting their Instagram content on LinkedIn and it falls pretty flat. Sometimes TikTok videos do well on LinkedIn, believe it or not, just because of the virality and because it could be funny and humorous and light-sided, which is what a lot of people want on that platform. But for the most part, I would say you're going to have to put in a little bit of extra effort to make it kind of LinkedIn specific.
Got it. Who should use LinkedIn? Who should be on LinkedIn?
Look, I mean, it doesn't matter if you are a creator, if you paint, if you are a CEO, if you are a freelancer. LinkedIn is there for everybody. And the reason is the organic reach is substantial. Now, I know Reels are huge right now. And obviously, I know TikTok is huge. But you have to appreciate that, again, these are professionals. And I've said this before, and it's kind of joking when I say it, but I have a pretty good audience and followership on LinkedIn. But those people certainly have the affordability of my services versus a lot of the people I interact with on Instagram who are like looking for a lot of the free things or maybe lower ticket things. So, but either way, discoverability is pretty huge and it's really easy to kind of build connections on LinkedIn. So whether you're looking for a job, which they have an open to work feature, you could put on your profile picture, which I think is a very strong move. A lot of people thought it looked desperate. I'm like, that's a fantastic move. The fact that they're even doing that is telling you that people are going to support you and maybe share some of your posts. So if you're looking for a job, if you're a hiring manager, if you're a CEO trying to build their brand out, if you are just looking for work, or if you're just trying to be a thought leader, you can do so. And you have up to 10 minutes for video on LinkedIn, by the way, which is obviously a great deal. And you have a lot more characters than you would on other platforms as well. So I would say it's really for anyone who's looking to expand their professional network.
Got it. So let's say, you know, Rich, I'm already on Instagram, or maybe I'm just on Facebook for right now. I know you mentioned the organic reach, which is really high and powerful. And that's something that sounds really interesting and I'm sure appealing to people.
Yes.
You can appeal to a higher ticket audience, maybe someone who, you know, is willing or maybe even able to purchase something that they might not be able to on Instagram.
Sure.
You mentioned building connections and relationships. Are there any other reasons why someone might consider adding LinkedIn to their plate of social media?
It just kind of gives you, I would say, like I keep saying the word professional, but here's one like big difference. Like your work history is on LinkedIn. So if you're looking for a little bit more credibility, like if I'm a marketer or you're a marketer, obviously, and people want to see a little bit about where we've been and they might want to hire, whether it's B2B or B2C, and they're like, okay, went to USC. Okay, was at Amazon for a little while. Okay, launched a podcast 2 years ago. So I see the staying power, you know, in terms of content creation, the thought leadership is there. So there's one thing. So like your work experience is there. Now, that might not be important to a lot of people, but it is important to some people. So that's one. Other one is featured. You have 5 blocks on your LinkedIn profile for that you could put specific posts on. Mm. So these are probably where you put your highest performing posts. It's kind of like Instagram stories highlights, but better in my
Sounds
opinion.
Like
so if I have a client work with Jocko Willink, the Navy SEAL who's written this many books, that's definitely going to be my first one. And it is. So that's where you use a featured block. The other last aspect I would say is the about info. You and I both know on Instagram, it's like keep that bio tight and very specific, put an emoji in there and whatever. On your about info, you could be like, here's who I am, here's what I'm about, here's who I serve, here's how I help them, and here's how to reach me. Oh, and last part is the digital real estate on top, the cover photo. Look, if you got it, use it. So you could put up your Instagram handles up there. You could put your contact information up there. You could put a great picture, you interacting with celebrities, whatever it is. There's a lot of different ways to leverage it. And I think it's a credibility play is how I kind of like to see it. So leverage a platform for that.
It sounds, and this makes sense. I know you kept saying the word professional, but it sounds very much like this was made for businesses and business owners. Because I think about Instagram and it was made for, you know, social, and it was made for creators. So you're saying these things like the digital real estate, and you're able to get way more specific with who you serve and, yes, you know, your about me section. So it sounds like it'd be really advantageous for businesses and business owners and these kinds of people trying to build their portfolios to get on LinkedIn.
Yep. And here's another way to think about it. If you are late to Facebook, or if you despise Facebook and you're just like, well, now my grandma's on it and all, this is ridiculous. And you're like, I'm not dancing. I'm not going on TikTok. And you're like, Instagram, that's ridiculous. There's a million people on it. It's just noise and bots and all this other stuff. If you're late to the game, the newest kid on the block, that's the least riskiest kid on the block, where you're not going to have to actually do anything kind of crazy for virality or for views or for anything, is LinkedIn. Mm. So that's kind of like, it's a safe bet. And no one wants to be vanilla, and you don't have to be on that platform, but it's a safe bet if you kind of want to be interacting with like-minded professionals. Here's one thing. I don't know how I didn't mention this already. If I want to connect with people in similar industries that I am, that are further along, and I want to have accessibility to them, this is a place where you'll be able to have it. If they're active, these are the people that are responding to DMs. I'm sure you get tons and tons of DMs. I mean, like, it's just probably endless, but a lot of it is probably asking not necessarily specific questions, or maybe it's a comment on a story or whatever. On DMs and on LinkedIn, it's a little bit different. If you want to talk to a colleague or an acquaintance who's in another industry in a couple states away, and you're kind of feeling out what it might look like at that company or in that state or in that location or in that position, dude, game on. People really do truly like to connect. And you know, it's just, again, it's an extension. It's an extension of your network. It's kind of a digital Rolodex.
Wow. Very cool.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers. Start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit instaclubhub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode. Let's talk a little bit about personal branding. What does personal branding mean, first of all? Let's just start there at the basics.
So, I mean, you know, I've interviewed your mother before in person. And would you say, I'm sure you'll agree with me, but I'll ask just to ask, would you say she's really comfortable in her own skin?
Yes, I'd say she's
extremely. Are you comfortable in your own skin?
Extremely comfortable in my own
skin. 100%. To me, that's what personal branding is. It is being able to show up unflinchingly honest, however you like to show up on a social media platform to deliver your message. Now, a lot of people are going to say your personal brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room, or your personal brand is what you want people to think about you, you know, how you want your audience to see you. To me, a personal brand already exists. It's just a matter of, is that message is being delivered out to the masses or not? So it's how you operate. It's how you treat people. It's how you sell. It's how you network. It's how you market. It's how you posture. It's all these different things. So to me, that's what personal branding is. And part of what I do is helping some of these kind of maybe robotic executives, especially on a platform like LinkedIn, just be them. So that's what personal branding is to me.
And why does it matter?
Personal branding matters because you, me, any of us can pivot to a new business, a new offering, a new job if we're on LinkedIn in 2 years. 3 years. Things change dramatically and often. So while jobs might change and all these different things, your personal brand does not change. And people are very, very attracted to consistency. I've been watching your reels for months and you're killing it. But if all of a sudden you just turned into a completely different Brock, I'd be like, what's going on here? So personal brand is a way to give people insight into who you are, what it would be like to interact with you if they met you face to face, which that's a really big goal on LinkedIn, is some of those connections to make them reality. But another one is, I don't want to be quote unquote catfished, right? I don't want to see someone who turns it on for social, but when I meet them, they're absolutely horrible to work with or network with or interact with, right? Yeah. So that's why it's important. Number one is because your personal brand follows you wherever you go. And number two is just people, it's so cliche, but people buy from people, people like people, people just want to see the human side, the relatable sides of us. And I think that's really important. I think that's the big, big shift that's also happening on this platform specifically. But a personal brand is just important because it's the way, I'm trying to think how to say this the right way, it's just the way that you could manifest real relationships without all the flair.
Got it. What are some simple steps that you'd recommend for us to get started on LinkedIn? Like if we're listening, we're downloading the app as we're listening, we're going to make our profile. Once we, you know, we put in our email and our password, what are some steps to actually get started?
First step is don't hate on it. Okay. Like what you see, whatever you see, just like if you're used to TikTok and Instagram, just there might be a slight rude awakening. Number one, don't hate on it. Have an open mind about it. But tactical kind of steps, make sure you have a good cover photo. Teeth are good. The whites of your eyes are good. Not a selfie. Try and have a professional headshot. And you know what I say? If you don't have a professional headshot, most of our phones have portrait mode. I mean, and it looks pretty dynamite. So you could do that. Mm-hmm. Take up the digital real estate that I mentioned earlier on your kind of cover photo, your background photo. Fill out everything to your best of your ability. But that's just filling out your profile, okay? And you can fix that a million different times if you want. What you really need to do to get started is start connecting with people. So it's going to have suggested connections for you, okay? If I went to USC and I went to Florida State, then I'm going to type in Florida State and it's going to show me 20,000 people from Florida State or whatever. And I'm going to see, okay, I might know them or I might know them. Start connecting with people at your alma maters or companies that you may have worked at. And that's really going to help you. If you're a creative or a freelancer and you don't have those things, if I'm a videographer, type in videographer, start connecting with other videographers. This is all about expanding your network. So get to that first 100 connections as fast as you can. Next thing is, like as any other platform, start posting. Whatever you think it is, just start posting, and you're going to have to do the quantity versus quality type thing in the beginning, meaning quantity is going to get you to quality. You're not going to know how to use this platform the right way until you actually start using it. So if you just rely on repurposing something else, you're not going to figure it out. So that's where I would go. The last thing I would say is, if and when you start getting the engagement that you hope for, and maybe you just have, you know, 200 followers and a couple people make a comment on your post, reply to that. You can't tell me you don't have time to reply to that. That's literally how it works. And the last thing I would say is, if you don't even know where to start and you're like, I'm not doing my about info today, like I don't remember where I worked 5 years ago, I don't care about where I work, then start engaging with other people. That is the real secret sauce on LinkedIn. Just go to posts, scroll through your newsfeed and be like, wow, Brock had a good post, Rich had a good post, I'm going to comment on this. Comment on comments to take it a step further and you'll be on your way.
Now, about personal branding and getting us started there. I know that you have a personal branding guide. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and where we can get that?
Absolutely. So you could go to richcardonamedia.com/personal-branding. And the reason I have that, the personal branding guide, is because so many of us are like, dude, where do I begin? Like, how do I even start? So I talk about obviously some of the different benefits, some that I wouldn't have time to mention here, but there's benefits. Then it's, what am I going to talk about? That's literally, and as you know, anyone getting started on Instagram or wanting to really take a step further, you know they have to be clear on that. But how do you get clear on what you want to talk about? I help you get down to three ways or three pillars of content that you can make regularly. Then you got to choose your medium. What if I don't want to be on LinkedIn? What if I don't want to be on Instagram? What if a podcast is exactly what I need? Or what if I don't even want to talk? I don't want to be seen, but I want to really hone in my copywriting skills. I help you make those decisions. And it's a take action guide, so you could follow along and just fill everything out as you go. And this will probably just be the kickstart that you need for the personal brand. And look, if you're just looking to be a little bit less stiff and the most official Brock on camera or whatever it may be, this is literally the thing that's going to help you out. So definitely check that out. I'll make it available for the tribe here, no cost.
We really, really appreciate it. That's really so sweet. Thank you so much. That's really awesome. And we'll link that up in the show notes. So if anyone's listening right now, just, you know, check out the show notes on whatever app you're using and you'll be able to grab that. But Rich, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. I think you opened a lot of people's eyes to the power of LinkedIn today and also the importance of personal branding. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know about you, but every single one of these Build Your Tribe episodes that we've been having recently, especially these interview episodes, they make me really fired up. They make me feel like, man, I can't wait to get on this new platform. I gotta put my business on this platform. I gotta start using LinkedIn. I gotta start using Etsy. I gotta start doing Amazon selling. I gotta do this. I gotta do this. And I think it's important to remember that you can have success in a lot of different ways. You don't have to be on every single platform at the same time. And if you're a one-man band at this point, it's probably impossible to try to be on all of these platforms at the same time. There's no way you can successfully show up on Twitter and Instagram and Etsy and LinkedIn and Facebook and TikTok all at the same time. It's just too much for one single person to handle. So if you don't have a team, I don't think it's realistic to expect yourself to be on every single one of these platforms. Now, I do think you can realistically be on two or three of these platforms at the same time. And maybe LinkedIn is one of those platforms that you are going to start seriously considering for your brand and or your business. I also think it's important that when you listen to these episodes and you start hearing about all of these different platforms and websites and business building opportunities, that you keep in mind that these are, like I just said, opportunities. These aren't things that you have to be doing. You're not falling behind if you don't have a presence on TikTok yet. You're not falling behind if you're missing out on LinkedIn. You can be successful with just one or two or maybe three social media presences. You don't need to be omnipresent. Now, as you grow your brand and your business, you can expand and you can have a presence on all of these platforms, but don't spread yourself too thin when you're just getting started. Try your best to, rather than focusing on the overwhelm that all of these different platforms provide, try your best to focus on the opportunity that all of these platforms provide. You can grow a successful business in the year 2021 in a wide variety of ways on a million different platforms with a million different audiences and a million different technical difficulty challenges and different kinds of content. There's a lot of different ways to grow your business and ultimately to build your tribe. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And as always, happy networking.